and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites? When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KBOE, we are live and we are local. We're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday, very wet Tuesday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by Emporia Police Captain Ray Mattis, talking a little bit about back to school. Ray, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that as always. Well, things getting, well, a little bit less waterish out there right now, Ray, as far as you know?
As far as I can tell, a little less. I'm guessing maybe this jumpstart day they were taking some kayaks to school, maybe, versus cars.
Yeah, and the good news is we had Allison Anderson Harder, the USD 253 superintendent, in with us earlier this morning, and really no water issues at the schools. That is good news. I think they had some power difficulties at the middle school, but that has been taken care of. But, you know, water issues. The buses were running a little bit late because we did have a lot of water over roads here this morning, Ray, and I guess we still have some water issues out there this morning, don't we?
Well, I imagine I haven't been out on the roads lately, haven't heard much, but our streets will flood really quick, but they'll drain really quick. So as this water subsided, I'm imagining the streets are opened up pretty quick.
All right, and well, jump start. The buses were running today, but everything goes into action full force tomorrow, and we want to talk about some things, you know, we want to deal with. The kids are going back to school, so I guess be diligent, Ray, and keep an eye out.
Yeah, we need to be. Let's talk about the buses a little bit to start with. I think that, as you know, since you mentioned the buses running, you know, we always have a lot of complaints throughout the year about people running those stop signs. And when you're going around a bus, you don't know if a kid is crossing in front of that bus to go across the street to their house or what might be happening. That traffic is stopping for a reason. Don't run those stop signs. You'd hate to be that person that hit a kid and then have to live with that the rest of your life.
Yeah, when those stop signs come out from the bus, that means one thing, and that is stop.
So that does mean stop.
Yeah, don't mean, and because not only, as Ray mentioned, the top thing to consider is safety, you know, for the children, but you could be looking at pretty significant fines, too, if you're going around bus stop signs, can't you?
You could get a pretty hefty fine through our court just for running a stop sign, but imagine the devastation of a family for losing a child. Plus, you'll probably see some prison time if you hit and killed a child. You know, things like, this is not worth it. Wait a few minutes. Let the buses load or unload safely, and then move on. It's not worth that extra few seconds you're going to save.
And the bus drivers do a good job of making sure that there's ample time for you to stop, too. I mean, they make sure that you know, all their signal lights are on, and you know that stop sign is coming out, and to do not travel around that bus. And that brings up another situation, too. We do have school zones and those flashing yellow lights, Ray.
Yes, we got the school zones back in effect, and I think you'll see they put some new signage up this year that's lit up from both directions to let you know you're entering and leaving the school zone. So those are in effect this year, which is a good thing. But we got to slow down for those school zones, and we're going to do our best to enforce those school zones. We might start off with an early warning system, you know, but don't be surprised if you got a citation for going through a school zone. Again, our kids are crossing the street, and what more precious commodity can the world have than their children? So let's protect them with everything we got.
So you're monitoring those, Ray, pretty close?
That will be our goal, is to get out there as much as possible as time allows. You know, to get out, school zones can be difficult to monitor because of the way they're set up, but we're going to do our best to figure out and enforce those school zones.
All right, and then what about getting kids to, if you're not on the buses? We have a lot of folks that are driving their kids to school. What about taking them to specific schools and then picking them up. There can be a lot of congestion around some of these schools.
Yep, there can be a lot of congestion. Follow the school route plans that they ask you to do when you're picking up your children. Don't try to deviate from that. Be patient because there's a lot of parents there to pick up their kids. If you're crossing a street or you're driving on a street where there's a crosswalk and there's children, make sure as you're stopping for those children and you make eye contact with each other so you both know that, hey, they're about to cross and they know you're stopping. So we can make sure the children get across those crosswalks safely because we have plenty of walking going on as well. So follow all those. Be patient. It's a hectic time for everybody. I remember being a parent picking up kids too. You just got to wait. It's just going to be one of those things. It's just going to take time.
You've got to pack your patience. That is for
you
sure.
You got to pack your patience.
That is correct. And Ray brings up a good point, Captain Mattis here this morning on the crosswalks too. Watch for those kids. A lot of them are on foot. Going to and coming back from school. A lot of bikes that kids are on, too, and we do have crosswalk personnel out there, too, that we need to pay attention to, don't we?
Right. If a crossing guard comes out with that stop sign and you don't stop, you can be cited for that as well. That's a law violation of driving through a crosswalk like that. So make sure we get that. You know, it's all done for safety. And it's all done for the purpose of getting our kids to and from school. And when you're driving a 4,000-pound rocket, you know you got to be responsible for it. And I can't stress enough that we just got to take our time and be patient through these things. If you're in a hurry, and you don't have children, avoid the school zone. You know, let's say you're going on by a village school. Don't go by village school. Go down to 12th or go up to 18th or take a different route if that little bit of delay is going to bother you.
Yeah, we certainly want to have a year that is free of any accidents involving, you know, buses and kids or, you know, pedestrians and the school kids and vehicles here in town. We've been pretty good in past years, haven't we, Ray, around here?
We have been very fortunate in past years that we haven't had anything like that, but, you know, it only takes one. You know, and so our goal is zero every year, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're gonna strive for again this year.
All right. Anything we missed here this morning, Ray?
Nope. I would just say, parents, you know, if your kid walks to school, make sure they take you walk that route with them at least once, so they know how to get to and from. Have them walk in groups, and you know, make sure they don't talk to strangers.
That's a great idea, and that's a great point. And if there is a problem, they can certainly call the Emporia Police Department. Is that what you would recommend, Ray?
I would recommend that for sure.
Okay. Well, Captain Mattis, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, Ray Mattis joining us here this morning. A little school safety tips back to school. Jumpstart day today, and it is full bore go tomorrow here at USD 253. It's 9:02.
Hey, Kansas, trust Blanket's Pest Control for honest, reliable service with over a century of integrity and expertise. They keep